just a little bit, get a little acquainted with a very interesting topic relating to Mikra Megillah. Obviously, it's a Gehillah Maisa. It's also a lot of Lumdis that's been discussed in terms of this inyan. The Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah, we know, applies to men as well as to women. Why is that? Maisa, it's a mitzvah seishas man brahma. The answer is a Gemara in Megillah Daf Dalet, quoted elsewhere also in the Gemara, of Shuba Levi taught that women are chayv mikra Megillah based on afhen hayu ba'osa hanes. This machok has been shown exactly what that means. Rashi understands that to mean that the gzeira, the decree, was against everybody, nashim betaf, men, women, children, and therefore the nes was relevant for everybody. Others say it means because the ikar nes was ayidei Esther, and therefore that's this statement of Shabbu Levi is mentioned in a number of places in Shas, not just regarding Mikra Megillah. It's also quoted regarding Ner Chanukah and also regarding Daud Kosos. And each of these places, again, the various pshatim, what it means, afin haibosa hanes, again, the pshat of Rashi is they were part of the miracle related to them because they were also in danger. Okay, so now what would that mean, halacha l'maisa? So the pasha pshat is, that's what it sounds like in Rashi. The Gemara mentions this in Erechin also. The Gemara is medayik from the Lashon HaKol K'sherim. There's a brayse, the Gemara quotes HaKol K'sherim. Likros HaSa Megillah, HaKol Chayav Mikra Megillah, is Lasui Nashim. Rashi says, Shechayavos Mikra Megillah, U'ksheros Likrosa, U'lahotri Shchar M'dei Chavasa. So Rashi says, Mefurish, that the halacha therefore would mean that the chiyuv of men and women is exactly the same, and therefore a woman can be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah. However, Tosus quotes from the Bahag, there's a Tosefta that sounds like it's different than what sounds like the pashtasir of the chiyuv of women, that apparently it's mashma that women are not chayiv. And the way that the Gemara, that the Bahag explains it is that there's a difference between the level of the chiyuv for men and for women. And according to the Bahag, the way it's explained in Tosfos, a woman cannot be motzi a man, and why not? So the way that many explains Bahag, and it's interesting, even the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Chanan and Megillah would support this understanding, that there's a difference in nature of the chiyuv. Men, it's a mitzvah mikra Megillah, to read. And for women, the chiyuv is only l'shmoa, mitzvah of shmiya. As I mentioned, the Rabbeinu Chananiel and Daf Dalet in Megillah, and the very statement itself of Shulman Levi, the Lashon there is that nashim achayavos be l'shmoa mikra Megillah. She'afin haibos ha'neis. What does it mean exactly? So the women have a chiyuv shmiya as opposed to a mitzvah of mikra, and that's the difference, and therefore women can be motzi a man, but a woman can be motzi a woman. And this is also quoted by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in the Siman Taf Reish Pei Tes. The Machaber quotes as a Yesh Omrin. The Yesh Omrin says the Machaber Shanashim Eina Motzio says Hanashim. Doesn't explain why. And the Ramah says the Yesh Omrin. Something else. Im ha'isha kora la'atzma mivareches l'shmoa Megillah she'ena chayeves bikriya. So this is the Ramah's interpretation of that shita. The Machaber doesn't make any mention of the bracha being a different bracha. So then you have to know why women not motzi men, and there are various reasons given. But the Ramah seems to work particularly with this idea, with this approach, that the chiyuv of a woman is on l'shmoa, and ad kedei kach that the bracha would be different. The bracha would be l'shmoa Megillah and not al mikra Megillah. It's interesting. In the Mishnah Bura, it's a bit of a stira. In one place, he quotes it as l'shmoa Megillah. Another place, he's quoting it as l'shmoa mikra Megillah. It's a bit unclear to the extent that this is, in fact, the halacha. And I think it's not clear with the poskim today whether we should go with this Ramah, because there are those who are cholik on the Ramah. After all, there are shittas that there is no difference between shmiya and mikra, the women's chiyuv is not just of shmiya, and therefore ad kidei kach, maybe we shouldn't be mishana the bracha. Those say maybe we could say l'shmo mikra Megillah, so then at least you're saying mikra also, so then you could accommodate both possibilities. So it's not clear. I'm not sure halach l'maisa what you'll say, and maybe the different poskim on this, whether in fact the women's nusach should be different. There are those who definitely would go with the Ramah, and those who are cholik on the Ramah. And again, if you are going with Rama, you have to know whether you say Lishma Mikra Megillah or just Lishma Megillah. So, in terms of the Halacha Maisa issue, there are some other svaras that are mentioned. Again, you have to know how much weight to assign to each of these svaras. There's a svar that Mishnah Berurah brings as well, that it's an inyan, that maybe it's zila bimilsa. It's not exactly a nice thing that women should be motzi others, and that maybe that even extends to women with women. Others think that maybe that's not such a halachic issue. That's why you have communities where you have women, a minyan of women, and woman is actually reigning. And then you have situations where men can be motzi, again, motzi a minyan of women, especially if it's hard for them to hear in the Ezras Nashim. And then, of course, the question would become, what would be the bracha that would be said in a case like that, where it's only women who are being yotzi with the actual Mikra Megillah. So leaving the halachic nuances aside, it's also a discussion if there's going to be a bracha made, should everyone make their own bracha? All the women, each woman should make their own bracha with Shmoa, or whatever the bracha would be, or should one woman be motzi the others with the bracha? It's also a question, what could it mean exactly to assume that there's a less of a chiyuv to some extent? There's a mikra megillah and there's a Shmoa megillah. What exactly does that mean? There's a lot of interesting lumdis that's been mentioned about this. For example, the Stipler has a piece in Megillah, in Kilas Yaakov. He says that Megillah is also, the Gemara says that Megillah can also count as Hallel. Why don't we say Hallel on Purim? So there are three reasons given in the Gemara, Megillah, why we don't say Hallel on Purim. One of the reasons is because reading in Megillah is considered like Hallel. That's Rav Nachman's reason. So other reasons are given, the Gemara has. Rav's reason is Akati Abda Chashverosh Anan. Therefore, you can't say Haluka Abdi Hashem because at the end of the story, we're still in Golos. Another reason is given because it was in Nesen Chutz Laretz. But if we go with the reason of Rav Nachman, the Rambam brings that reason. So there's an Iri that says based on that, be Halacha L'maisa. If a person is not able to hear the Megillah on Purim, they should say Hal, because you have to say Hal, except that the Megillah counts as Halel. So now you have to ask yourself another question. Are women chayv in Halel? Mitzad Halel could be a tour because mitzvah is not grama. So you could say that maybe the extra inyan of Mikra Megillah that exists for men and not for women is in terms of that aspect of Mikra Megillah being Halel, Likros is a Halel, which is only a chiyah for men, and for women you don't have that aspect of Halel. And then that's the difference why you can't have women be motzi men based on that. But then you have to ask yourself, what about the night? Kriyas Megillah, Halel is not at night. The only Halel say at night is at the Seder. So then you could start thinking, what about at night? Maybe they didn't want to make machal between the night and the day. Then the Stipler says something else, that could be that Mikra Megillah also has the inyan of a Kriyas HaTorah idea. And the Kriyas HaTorah, that's the Mikra Megillah, and that's specifically to men, because men are Mitzvah and Talmud Torah, women are not Mitzvah and Talmud Torah. Therefore, that's the extra aspect of Mikra Megillah because of the Talmud Torah Shabbat, and women don't have that, they only have Shemiyah, which is a Pesumi Nisa and so on. There's a Macheshes and the Abnei Nezer, they both say another idea that they bring Rayus that Mikra Megillah has in it a Kiyum of Schiras Machias Amalek, just like we have Pasha Zachar coming up, which is the mitzvah to remember what Amalek did. So there's a Kiyum of that within Mikra Megillah as well. Now, what are women Chayiv in that or not? So common practice is that women go to hear Pasha Zachar. That's because we want to be machmir, that a woman is mitzuveh in Zechiras Mechias Amalek, but that's not as clear. It could be the chinuch is mashma that if you're not chayiv in the mitzvah itself of Mechias Amalek, of the milchama, you're not chayiv in Zechira. So if you assume that part of the inyan of Megillah is also this inyan of Zechiras Mechias Amalek, and you assume that a woman is not chayiv in that particular mitzvah, then you could say that's the difference between Mikra Megillah and Shmiyah. The Shmiyah is the mitzvah itself to hear the Megillah, and the Mikra Megillah is the extra aspect of Mechias Amalek, Zechiras Mechias Amalek. Just another mahalach maybe in all of this, it's interesting to see that if you read the Megillah itself, you see in Perek Tes, in the way that the Yontif of Purim was accepted by the Kal Yisrael then in Fedoros, and the Mikra Megillah itself was accepted as a mitzvah to take on, you see that there was an evolution. It wasn't like one letter that sealed everything. There was first the point that they accepted on themselves to make a Yom Mishta B'Simcha, that was the Jews at the time. Then you read that Mordechai sent a letter to the 2127 provinces asking them to accept this yantif. And then you find afterwards that Esther sent a letter. It's called Tokef. I may have the exact lashon of the pasuk here. First it says, Vayichtov Mordechai, Esadvar Ma'ele, Vayishach Svarim, L'kayim Aleim, Lios Osim, Es Yom Abasar, Es Yom Chamisha Asar, Baruch Hoshan, Vishana, V'kilo HaYehudim, Es Asher Echelu Lassos, Es Asher Kasav Mordechai Aleim. So they accepted what they began to do and what Mordechai had said, what he wrote. Then it says a few psukim later, Kimu V'kilo HaYehudim, Aleim V'al Zaron, for them and their progeny, Leos Osim Sneya Ma'ela, Kirsava Machizman, Machoshan of Vashana, Vayamael, Niskarim, Venasim, Machodovador, which includes Mikra Megillah. Niskarim is Mikra Megillah. And then later, you have Atichtov Esther Hamalko, Mordechai Yehudi, Eskol Tokef, that they wrote down the whole story, and they sent again messages, Vaishach Svarim, letters, Akoy Yehudim, Lekayim Ismir Pumer Bismanehem. What's going on here? You read the psukim and you understand. Like, first, Mordechai sends a letter, and then Mordechai and Esther send a letter, and it was already a kimu v'kiblu. And then you have again, what are the different levels? So there are a lot of mefarshim that try to figure this out, the Malbim and many others. I saw an interesting thing in the Nesivos has a pirush on Megillas Esther. The Nesivos wrote a pirush called Megillas Starim in an old Mikros Gedolos Chumashim, you'll see it in the back. I think they reprinted it now. And he says that we know that in the Gemara earlier in the Gilad of Zayin, Esther sent a message of Kisvuni Lidoros, and she also sent a message of Kavuni Lidoros. What are the two ideas? And each time the Chachamim had to ultimately agree to her request. What was she asking? She was asking that the Yantav be accepted. And she also wanted that Megillas Esther should be accepted as a formal part of Kisvei HaKodesh, as one of the Chavdal Tzvarim, to be canonized. In other words, there's the Yantif of Purim itself, and the observance of Purim, which all the mitzvahs hayom, and there's also the idea that Megillas Esther counts as one of Kisvei HaKodesh. And each time it got validated. Now, it says the Nesivos, the first set of letters, so that had to do with the observance of the Chag, and it also had to do with, you could say, that they had to read the Megillah as part of telling the story for the Pirsumei Nisa of the Nes. But that didn't have yet the aspect of the Megillah being Kisvei HaKodesh. Later on, Batichtov Esther Amalka is called Tokef, L'kayim Ismir Pomeo Bismanehem, that raised the Megillah to the level of Divrei Kabbalah, because it's part of Tanakh. And I would say, based on that the very requirement to read the Megillah becomes a requirement of reading a Chelek of Tanakh, reading that book of Esther, which is one of Chavdal Tzvarim. And he explains beautifully in the Pasuk, it said, Divrei Shalom Be'emes. What does that mean, Divrei Shalom Be'emes? The Gemara has a drasha that it requires Sirtut, just like if the Torah needs Sirtut when you indent the lines. So anytime you write words from Kisvei HaKodesh, you have to have Sirtut, which obviously shows that there's a status of Kisvei HaKodesh. Says the Nesivos, another pshat, Divrei Shalom Be'emes is a way of saying that these words are Ruach HaKodesh, because HaKodesh Baruch Hu inspired us to write every single word of the Megillah. They didn't have Hashem's name in the Megillah for whatever the reasons, different reasons why Hashem's name doesn't appear, but they wanted to be merames that this is all Ruach HaKodesh. So they took two kinuyim of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. One kinuy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. Hashem is called Shalom. His name is Shalom. And another aspect, which is a kinuy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Emes. Chosam Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Says the Nesivos, Divrei Shalom Ve'Emes. These words are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're inspired by God. Shalom and Emes are both references to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the second letter, says the Nesivos, was what made this into Kisvei HaKodesh. If it becomes Kisvei HaKodesh, then the mitzvah Mikra Megillah, which is now mandated by the Kisvei HaKodesh, becomes a mitzvah of reading Kisvei HaKodesh, just like we have mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah. So the reading of the Megillah now takes on also the status of Divrei Kabbalah, to read these words of Divrei Kabbalah, these words of Tanakh, as part of the canon being Megillas Esther. Could be that's the two levels. Shmia will mean as follows. If there were no status of Kisvei HaKodesh assigned to Megillas Esther, what would that mean? That There's a Pesume Nisa to tell this story of Purim with this document, which was written at the time of the miracle, and through reading the story of this document, which doesn't yet have the status of Kislev HaKodesh, but just reading the document inspires Pesume Nisa. And that's one element of the Mitzvah Megillah, and that exists even today for everybody. In other words, we call it a sefer, we call it a nigeres. It has halachas of a nigeres. To the extent that it's a nigeres, it doesn't have to be called Kislev HaKodesh to be called a nigeres. That's a fuke sefer. It's a different dimension. That's the Pesume Nisa idea, and that's Shemiyah, that everybody has. What's unique to men, in terms of what we call the Mikra Megillah, that's the idea that Esther, Megillas Esther, becomes Kislev HaKodesh, and therefore the mitzvah, Mikra Megillah, now has this added dimension, maybe along the lines of what the Stipler said, it's a Kriyas HaTorah idea. The idea is that you're reading Kislev HaKodesh, you're reading one of the books of Tanakh in a formal way, as reading Kislev HaKodesh, as part of the mitzvah, as mandated by the Kislev HaKodesh itself of Mikra Megillah. And that's the unique aspect of Mikra Megillah that's specific to men and not to women. But women still share with men the idea of Pesume Nisa, which exists independent of the status of Kislev HaKodesh that you have in the Megillas Esther. And that's the level of Shemiyah. But then you have this other idea of Mikra, which has to do with the specific status of Kislev HaKodesh that is assigned to Megillas Esther. Again, these are just some of the inyanim that you have. Again, it's very very important in terms of being aware of the various shitas and the different aspects of the sugya.